You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. My friends, if you're a Yid, if you're a Jew, we don't believe, there's no such thing as coincidences. You know, it's so interesting. This is a solar eclipse that's going to happen in just a few hours from now. The solar eclipse, April 8th, 2024. Millions upon millions of people are converging in on those areas by the path of totality. The path of totality. Isn't that interesting? That's what it's called, the path of totality. The area where the moon is going to be a complete blockage of the sun. It's going to be a complete solar eclipse. Everywhere else in America, it'll just be a partial solar eclipse. Here in Maryland, it's going to be 88%, maybe 87%, depending where you look. So the path of totality, and the rarity of the event. I was looking on Amazon for special glasses, and it's unbelievable. You could look up recently bought 60,000, every company, 100,000, recently bought 100,000, 100,000, just flip through. It's unbelievable. The Airbnbs on the map, you could look at the USA, just filled from Dallas through Cleveland through Niagara. It's unbelievable. The path of totality, my friends. We have our own path of totality. And I want to share with you something. The Pasuk in Yoel. The Pasuk in Yoel, it's spooky. I mean, it's crazy. The Pasuk in Yoel 3:4 says like this. It's talking about the acharis, the haya acharei chen, at the end of time, at the end of days, the Mefarshim say. It's talking about the end of time. Where we are right now. The Pasuk says, Hashemesh yehafich lechoshech. The sun will turn to darkness. V'hayareach l'dam, and the moon will turn blood red. Lifnei bo yoyim Hashem hagadol v'hanora. This is all right before the great day where we call out, right? The great day of v'haya b'yomahu yi Hashem echadosh mochan estama. This is what it's talking about. V'haya ki kol asher yikra b'shem Hashem yimolet. Whoever calls out in the name of Hashem will be able to escape. There's something big that's happening. There's something so unbelievable that's taking place. And it's all around the path of totality. My friends, in Yiddishkeit, this is what we live and breathe. We're not waiting till the solar eclipse of 2024 to see a rarity of a path of totality. The Derech HaShlemish, the path of totality is something that ever since, for thousands and years, this is who and what we are as Yidden, as the Jewish people who have the Torah. You know, the Yalkut explains, what is this calling out to the Hashem and you'll be saved? Does it mean to say Hashem's name? You can't say Hashem's name in vain. It's talking about emulating to be like Hashem. Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum. Avram Avinu was talking to Hashem. He was literally conversing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he sees people out in the distance, and he says, Hashem, sorry, one second, and he runs. What's pshat? And the commentaries explain, because greater than talking to Hashem is being like Hashem, to act like Hashem, to be godly. So by him running out, he was being like Hashem. That's the greatest connection possible. We have a path of totality, and it's a rare thing as well, because it's something that only we possess, that we value. And we, just like everybody right now, is racing to get these glasses. We have our own glasses that we have to put on, and that's Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum. How can I be like Hashem? How can I be like him? They say a story of a guy who had issues with his eye, and he went to this doctor and that doctor, and nobody could help him out. So finally he went to one guru, and he said, you know what you have to do? You have to just look at the color green. You have to just look at color green. So this was a wealthy guy. He went back home, and he painted everything green in his house. Everything green. And after days, weeks, his eyesight was actually much better. He was only seeing green, everything, the paintings on the wall and the color and the couch and the food he ate, everything was food colored to green, and the people who he was with every single day had to be face painted green. Everything was green and he started to feel good. His eyes were getting better. One day the guru decided to come check up on him. He knocks on the door, and the servant who answers the door douses him with a bucket of green paint. And the guru says, what are you doing? Why are you turning me green? What are you? And the servant says, everybody who comes in this door has to turn green, because the master over here, the guy, he can't see anything but green. And the guru comes in all dripping in green paint. And he says to the master, he says to the guy who initially had the eye problem, he said, "You fool, you fool. You had to spend all this money and go like this to turn everything green. All you had to do was get a pair of green glasses. And through that lens, through that prism, through that vision, you would have seen everything as green." My friends, as Yidden, we have this path to totality. The path of totality is our Derech HaShlemus. It's the Derech HaShem. It's the Mahu Racham Afat Racham. It's the lens of Kedusha that we have to put on ourselves. That we're living in crazy, unprecedented times. We're living in times where Mirtz Hashem will hopefully will experience the Geula. We have to put on those lenses, the lenses of how can I be a better person today? The lenses of I'm a Yid and I can look through that prism and I'm not going to speak this certain way. I'm not going to say Lashnar and I'm not going to look at that certain thing that's inappropriate. And I'm going to look at this that is appropriate. Look at the words of the Torah and look at what I can see, the Nekudas HaTov inside everybody. My friends, there's something rare that's happening. There's a path of totality. And you, yes, if you want to go see the Niflos HaBori and go to fly out and see it, amazing. Kol hakavod to it. But realize we have that too. We have this path of totality that we're not waiting for the solar eclipse of 2024, April 8th, to experience that. We have our own path of totality. And that is Mahu Rachum Afa Tarachum. Let's put on those glasses, those green glasses, or the glasses of Kedusha, the glasses of Geula, the glasses of Mahu Rachum, the glasses of being a Yid. And let's see the world through that prism. And Emir Tashem, in doing so, will be able to channel all of that energy, all of what's going on, and it'll be to what's good. And to be Mekayim, what the Pasuk says, V'hayakol asher yikru b'shem Hashem yimaleit. Whoever calls out in the name of Hashem, like we're saying, whoever acts godly, he will be escaped, he'll be saved. We all want that, right? I think so. We all want that. Let's all converge. Just like the whole world, all of America is converging onto this path. There's going to be millions of people by this path of totality. As Klal Yisrael, let's double down on our path of totality. And let's put on those glasses of Kedusha. And we're going to be able to see, Mirtz Hashem, unbelievable, unbelievable things.